Considering her family background, it should come as no surprise that Roz Payne is not terribly fond of the FBI.
I hate the FBI because they went after my mother. My mother was a communist and had been in jail. And I grew up with these guys coming to the door all the time. I hated them so much. I didn't know exactly what it was when I was young, but my mother wasn't happy when they showed up. That's what I knew.
Roz Payne shows me a newspaper photo of her mother, Edith, being taken into custody at a textile workers' strike in Lawrence, Massachusetts during the Great Depression. With her red diaper baby roots, it's no surprise then that Payne was part of an anti-war filmmakers group called Newsreel and was sympathetic to the cause championed by the Black Panther Party. When she lived in New York in the late 1960s, Payne showed films at the party's Harlem branch. In 1969, she accompanied one Black Panther who surrendered to police as part of the so-called Panther 21, who were charged with conspiring to blow up police stations, school buildings, and other public targets in New York. Payne attended the trial of the Panther 21 members, who were all acquitted.
Hanging out with the Black Panthers is one of the most important things in my life. I still meet with Black Panthers. I get invited to every reunion. I go to California often to hang out with them, and I'm treated really kindly because they all know what I've done.
One of the things Payne has done is release a 12-hour DVD set titled What We Want, What We Believe. Several thousand copies have been sold to libraries, academic institutions, and individuals interested in the Black Panthers. The DVD includes footage from the 1960s and 70s.
No more brothers in jail. The pins are gonna catch hell.
Recordings of Black Panther reunions, interviews with defense lawyers, and Payne's interrogation of retired agents who monitored the Panthers for the FBI.
I wanted to get into the minds of the FBI agents and who went after Black Panthers. I wasn't trying to expose these agents. I wanted to get the story of what the FBI did to Black people.
My name is William A. Cullen Day. In late 1940, I applied to the FBI and began my career.
That's retired FBI agent William A. Cohende. His initials and his entertaining field reports on the Panthers prompted defense lawyers to dub him Agent Whack.
I was a case agent for the Black Panther Party. The bureau line used to be how dangerous they were and do something about it.
Your office in San Francisco was the office where the Black Panther file was opened.
We began talking. He was this old dude who I liked immediately as a person. He was kind. He was smiling. He was thrilled that I was there because nobody ever went to interview him or anything.
Payne's desire to learn as much as she could about the FBI prompted her to read through the Bureau's in-house journals in the library of the Vermont Police Academy in Pittsburgh. Payne spent a week there after being elected Constable of Richmond in 1989. Before that, she got two sociology professors at UVM to recruit students to read through hundreds of thousands of FBI documents on the Black Panthers. A computer whiz named Jan Schultz created an index of the FBI papers on a UVM mainframe computer. Roz Payne's knowledge and firsthand experience of the history of the 1960s has been utilized in the classroom. She taught a course on the era at Burlington College. Payne has also taught mycology at the college. That's the branch of biology concerned with fungi. And she's led many a mushroom-gathering expedition in Vermont woods.
I know every spot within 20 miles of here where to get Boletus, Edulis, Porcini, Chanterelles. There's all sorts of spots in my town even that I can go to. I know where each clump grows by now. You just got to make sure you know your mushroom because there's some that will make you sick. And some can kill you. It's like knowing your friends. You got to know your friends and you got to know your mushrooms.
One of Payne's friends is Burlington attorney Sandy Baird. Payne worked as a law clerk for Baird during the 1980s.
She was clerking to become a lawyer. That's why she initially came to my office.
Sandy Baird.
Roz did complete 4 years of study. She always was interested in arguing and in winning cases. She has a strong desire to win, which lawyers have to have. She would have made a fine lawyer.
But Payne abandoned her plan to become a lawyer and never took the bar examination.
What changed my mind is I couldn't stand listening to people complaining all the time their problems.
Instead, Roz Payne has dedicated her life to keeping some of her 1960s history alive. For VPR News, I'm John Kalish.